You're listening to a podcast from 702.
And to London we go now to get the worldview from the UK. And we're joined, of course, by Adam Gilchrist. Good morning to you, Adam. A disputed election in Turkey. Surprise, surprise, who the president is.
Hi, Bongani. Yes, Recep Tayyip Erdogan has won his second term as the president of Turkey, disputed because at one stage, well, he was claiming victory when they barely started counting, frankly, and he was wondered if maybe by declaring victory would stop some of the counters from doing their duty. Also because the opposition had united together to say we don't want him to bring in the sweeping powers that essentially makes President Erdogan almost a sort of emperor. Let's actually keep this as a proper democracy. But people have gone with the emperor idea. He'll have sweeping new powers. He will abolish the post of prime minister. He will be able to pick and choose the judiciary at will and so forth. It's a really big deal because we watch Turkey with interest, apart from being, you know, an important country in its own right. There it is geographically on the edge of Europe with Syria next door, Islamic State not very far away, and Al-Qaeda, a very key NATO ally and a kind of buffer and a very interesting relationship with Russia. So the fact that Turkey might become rather more autocratic is of some concern to some.
And of course, you want to talk about a royal Middle East tour. This is a first for Prince William and the royal family.
Yeah, I mean, how's that for a first sort of solo important tour? I mean, I know he's done a few grip and grins, Prince William, around the world, but this is a biggie, isn't it, to go to the Middle East? Oh, go and sort out the Palestine problem, please, Prince William, while you're
there.
I mean, in theory, he could, I suppose, but he's going to meet the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's going to meet the Palestinian President, Mahmoud Abbas. He'll also visit the World Holocaust Remembrance Center, which I know other members of the royal family have been to, but the fact that he's doing this overall thing and getting stuck in is why Kensington Palace has called the Duke of Cambridge's trip historic and important. And there will no doubt be pictures of him kneeling down chatting with children, but it's the big deal, isn't it, if you're meeting the Israeli PM and the Palestinian president. So three questions. Will he get stuck into the key issues of Israel and Palestine? Should he get stuck into the key issues of Israel and Palestine? And does a future King of England have any power or influence to do anything anywhere anymore?
That's a very interesting question, because I thought typically the royals stay out of this. Now, talking about England and its future, what? You've qualified for the last 16? I teased you a couple of weeks ago, but look where we are.
Yeah, there's a slight sort of thing. Are we about to get carried away? Because before the tournament, everyone was saying, now, hang on, you know, the last few World Cups, people got a bit excited about Beckham and Scholes and co and other teams, and it's all come to naught. And every 4 years, hope springs infernal. And here we are now, you know, the England football team. Often they fail to deliver, I should say. They bow out with a whimper, but two games in, England have qualified for the knockout stages, along with Belgium, and the two meet to decide who will win the group. And a 6-1 victory, England's highest ever victory in the World Cup finals, is a big deal. But then they were playing Panama. This is a nation better at hats, cigars and canals than football, frankly. And the other team they beat was Tunisia. Both of them are way down the rankings. So yes, when I read today's newspapers about King Harry and how Panama got caned and joyful, inspiring England, etc., etc., I think we might just be getting a bit carried away.
Of course, it might help you to know that, in fact, the Panama hat, I'm told, comes from Ecuador. Thank you very much, Adam Gilchrist, with this morning's World View. Now, every day on the Emirates World View, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Candice C., who tweeted, "What is consciousness? How do you know that your experience of consciousness is the same as other people's? Hashtag Emirates World View." What an incredible question. To get to the answer, we spoke to Hayden Nibbs, who's a clinical psychologist.
In psychology, consciousness refers to the part of the mind that we are aware of. Classically, our consciousness can hold between 5 and 9 pieces of information at one time and can work with them. Regarding conscious experience, we rather view experience as subjective in psychology, because every person's frame of reference will have very subtle differences, and as such, they will consciously experience reality slightly different. How we determine what is reality is we rather say we look for subjective consensus. So in extreme cases where individuals see something so different from what the consensus is, we see that they are not consciously aware of reality equally to everyone else.
It's rather like what Aki thinks he sees in the mirror and what I see opposite him every morning. All right, let me not go there. Congratulations, Candace C, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates first class and business class to experience a new level of comfort.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex, glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.